This is Sergeant York reporting in. I apparently drew the enemy away as planned. Did the rest of the squad and the evacuees make it back to the dropship? Well, at least they're all accounted for. Let me know when they're all on board. I think I found a shortcut, so I should be there in 10 minutes. If I'm not there in 15, dust off without me. I know we don't leave Marines behind, but we don't have much time. I've got a whole bunch of aliens on my ass, which means they'll be on your ass soon, so take off in 15 minutes, no matter what. That is an order. I'm almost there anyway. I dumped my armor on plasma cannon when the energy ran out, so I'm moving fast. According to my map, I just turn left ahead, then it's a straight shot half a click down the corridor on the landing pad. Oh fuck. Goddamn fucking map. It doesn't show a blaster here. It's locked and encrypted too. No, don't send anyone. This blaster is designed to protect the rest of the base from an explosion on the launch pad. The only thing that's getting through it is a missile from the carrier up in orbit. That would come much too late and would blow up half the city anyway. At least tell me that everyone is on the ship now. How did you lose a private? That kid is so green, he shits chlorophyll. Someone should have been keeping an eye on him the entire time. Send out a few marines to see if he's nearby, but get them back in before those 15 minutes are up. Are you deaf? I already said forget about me. I ain't getting this blaster open, and I sure as hell ain't getting back through the couple dozen aliens chasing after me, especially not with just this pistol. Speak of the fucking devil, or devils. I'm going to radio silence now. I really doubt you'll hear from me again. But do me a favor and find that fucking private and get everyone off this dirtball. Sergeant York out. Okay. Time to go out in a blaze of glory. At least as much as I can with this damn pistol and one grenade. What I really need is a miracle. What the hell? The blaster is opening. If this is a miracle, I may have to start going to church. Private? What the hell are you doing here? Never mind. You just saved me from a bunch of aliens, and even more importantly, a lot of boring Sunday mornings. I do kind of want to fall to my knees right now, but not to pray. Sorry, I guess that one went over your head a little. Private. Forget I said anything for now. Did you actually manage to break the encryption on that door? You're not as useless as I thought. No offense intended. Shit. And not a moment too soon. We've got company. Hey, want to trade your dirty old pulse rifle for my shiny new pistol? Oh yeah, good boy. You're my new favorite squaddy. Now let's fall back to the dropship. You've still got armor on, but don't let it slow you down. I lay down some suppressing fire as we head out. There. I can see it now. Even through the smoke and shit. And a good part of the squad is outside waiting for us. More than likely looking for your not so worthless anymore ass. Cool. They see us now. They can cover our approach. Double time it, private. Fuck! Where did they come from? Save yourself, private. Get to the ship. No, don't! God damn it. Just because you still have armor doesn't make you bulletproof. You didn't have to take a bullet for me. Medic! Hey, you woke up. That's fortunate, especially for me, since I bet the doctor a week's wages that you would. She'll be pissed, though. That was really stupid, throwing yourself between me and the aliens. This is why they shouldn't allow men in the military. They're always doing stupid shit like that and getting killed. That's why it's mostly women left. And why we finally started to win this war. Just so you know, it's not like I've been staking out your bet or anything since we made it back to the ship. I just happened to be here at the right time. But since I'm here and you're still alive, I wanted to thank you for saving me. Twice, actually. First with the blaster and secondly by blocking those shots so effectively with your body. I'm not used to someone else saving me. Usually I'm the one coming to the rescue, so this is kind of a new experience for me. I was going to write a nice letter, but fuck that writing shit. I thought about making some cookies or something, but that's a little too domestic for me. So I started thinking that maybe I should just screw you. Don't look so surprised, Private. Besides, it was just an idea. I mean, I would have gone through with it, except the doctor explained to me that one of those bullets you took shot off your balls. Aha! Oh, made you look. Don't worry, your boys are still intact. You did take two to the chest, but after passing through the armor, they didn't even make it through the other side. I had the doctor save these slugs for you. I also didn't let him pretty up the scars too much either. The slugs and the scars will both get you laid plenty of times in the future if you live long enough. But you don't need to wait. I was kind of serious about the screwing you thing. We are totally going to have hot, sloppy sex here in the sick bay. What? No, I'm not a lesbian. Sure, I've only had sex with other girls this mission. But just because I only eat the mashed potatoes on meatloaf night in the mess hall doesn't mean I'm a vegetarian. It just means I have taste. Seriously though, don't eat the meatloaf. I have the security clearance to know what's actually in it. Now, where was I? Oh yeah, we were going to have hot post-com sex. Huh? No, I'm not doing this because I feel I have to. Trust me, Private. I only do what I want. I don't take orders all that well. Or I wouldn't keep being busted back down to sergeant and being stuck with the sorry group of marines. Speaking of my squad, I've already fucked all the good ones. I need some fresh blood. Also, if any of the other ones think they can get into my pants by saving my life in combat, that might be a good precedent to set. Let me just switch off this monitoring equipment on you. Don't worry, the doctor will probably just assume you died and take their time getting here. There was a week's pay at stake after all. We don't have anything she hasn't seen anyway. But you haven't seen any of this, have you, Private? As you can see, it's just my breasts under this shirt. Well, a few scars, too. But Doc takes care of them pretty well. I don't need some combat scars to help me get laid. This body does pretty good on its own. Maybe it's these legs or this ass. You sure haven't seen those naked before. You've barely seen them without armor on them, which is a shame. because as you can see, they're too good to be kept secret. But it's okay. I'm giving you permission to access all my restricted materials. No, stay at ease, Private. If you get up at all, you'll probably just find some way to get yourself shut again. There's room on the bed for two, especially if I just climb on top. This is just how I straddled you as they carried you back onto the dropship in a stretcher, trying to keep all your organs inside your body. This time, though, we're both naked, and I'm trying to get one of your organs inside of me, inside my body. At least that organ is proving to be cooperative. I'm worried after all the blood you lost. But I ordered Doc to put in an extra pin, just for this moment. I guess it wasn't the horribly dangerous idea she said it was. At least you haven't had a stroke yet, of course. Let's see what happens when we are actually doing it. So just hold still for a moment longer. Oh yeah, this is your rifle, this is your gun. One is for fighting, and one is for me. Doesn't rhyme, but I still like the sound of it. And I love the feel. I have missed having a cock in me. But you're the first guy to come along in a while that seemed worth it. I start moving now. Let me know if you feel any stitches start to pop or something. Otherwise, just lie back and think of Earth. Or think of me. Yeah, definitely. The Earth is already pretty well fucked up, but I'm not. But we can fix that a lot easier than we can fix the Earth. Yes, fix me good. Fix me with that big hard cock of yours, Private. I don't know why they settled you with that big pulse rifle. Because you have no need to compensate for anything. Oh, yeah. I kind of decided to hang onto that gun when we got back. But it's okay. I think I can make it up to you. No. Oh, fuck yes. Let me keep making it up to you. Okay, Private. This is where we test how well Doc puts you together. I may have to have her check you out when we are done and make sure I didn't break anything. Make her clean up after me a bit too. She hates that probably more than losing our bed. I'm glad. Not just because of the money, but because it means you lived. And not just so we could do this, even though this is pretty fucking good. But you have saved my life. Even if you did disobey orders to do so, I expect you to obey orders better from now on. Got it? Starting with this one. I expect you to give me everything you've got, Marine. You are to live firing me, and not to stop until your clip is empty, and forget that short control burst shit, but not quite yet. Safety's off, but hold your fire just a little longer, private. If you finish before I do, so help me, I'll turn this ship around and leave you back on the planet. Oh, now fire at will, damn it, and by will mean deep inside my pussy. And now your aim is shit. But I don't think you can miss it right now. Yes, yes, private, paint it dark. Good job, Private. This encounter with superior force went better for you than the last one, I'd say. Much, much better. You might win this war yet. At least you've conquered their body. Maybe. Just maybe. You can work on their heart and mind.